Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back, 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Duke of Earl. Glad you're hanging out with me, and hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got on your mind, whatever challenge or opportunity you're thinking about, whatever's on your mind under the small business sun, we got something you can read or listen to or ask a question about there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different one every week, so check it out. Having a great visit with your new friend, but she's and I have become old friends now. Jennifer Constable is with General Motors. She's the General Director of Used Vehicle and Fleet and Commercial Advertising and Marketing for General Motors. We've been talking about the automobile industry and small businesses. Jennifer, thanks again for hanging out with us. And also, thank you for inviting me. I'm going to be coming to your area in a couple of 3 weeks, and you've invited me to come up and speak to some of your dealers, and I'm looking forward to that. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we're excited to have you, Jim. And our dealers are always, you know, want to learn how to grow their businesses, and especially in the small business market, I think that you can help teach them, you know, really how to understand the small business needs and how to communicate and how to do business with them in a more effective way.
Well, that's what I do. I mean, whatever I can do to help people. Companies like General Motors, big companies, you know, one of the things I do is help them speak small business as a second language. So thank you for seeing the need in that. Thank you for realizing that there needs to be this kind of understanding, and I'll do my best to make that happen. I want to talk about energy efficiency. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the real scary things for any business owner with a fleet of any kind, whether it be one vehicle or 20 vehicles, is trying to figure out how to budget for energy, for fuel, with gas prices going from $80 to $140 3 years ago. I mean, how do you budget for this? And it seems to me that if I had a fleet today, I'd be looking into other kinds of energy besides gasoline, maybe compressed natural gas or electricity, whatever. What do you think? What are you guys working on?
I have to tell you, we are extremely proud of what we've done in the alternate fuel space. You know, obviously we have the Volt, which was the Motor Trend Car of the Year, fully electric, but also with gas capabilities for longer range needs if you need that. And it's been extremely well received in the marketplace. But also,
but I can't deliver a load of wire with a Volt, though, can I?
No, you can't, but unless it's, if there's a limited amount of wire that's in there. But
a small roll, okay.
If you want to deliver wire, we have just introduced with our vans, which would be the GMC Savannah van or the Chevrolet Express van, we now have CNG capability.
Compressed natural gas.
Terrific news. Yes, compressed natural gas, and which is terrific news because this is a factory-backed vehicle.
Has this been built CNG from the factory, or has it been modified?
It's built. We've modified it with a supplier that's ours.
Okay.
Fully backed by General Motors.
I got you.
When that vehicle leaves, it's been crash tested by General
Motors.
So it's never
been anything but a CNG vehicle. It's just you've just had a partner to help you convert it.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
And we're proud of that because we back it up with our warranty. We've crash tested it numerous times, and we're proud of it because we fully back that vehicle.
What is the
way to go to market?
What are the economics of CNG compared to gasoline or diesel?
Well, you know, the gas prices are extremely. It's a very efficient way of driving. And I think if you can go to CNGnow.com, I believe, and you can actually find that for fuel prices all across the USA and actually where you can actually fill up on CNG. We have a lot of fleets now in municipalities, and a lot of our energy partners are using CNG as a choice in their vehicles.
Right.
So we're excited about that. We've had some very large sales to some major fleet companies.
I'm assuming the mileage is better than gasoline. Maybe even diesel.
The mileage is much more improved, and the good thing about that is that you don't have to give up anything to get that extra mileage.
So, and is the cost of the acquisition more for CNG?
It is, but it is in right now. I believe that there are depending on which state you're in. There's tax credits that you can use.
Yeah.
But again, when you look at the total cost of ownership, you can the CNG is in your a lot of these companies now have CNG stations right at their complexes.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be going more and more. That's going to be increasing more and more, I think. And so, folks, maybe the next vehicle you should think about should be CNG. Would it make sense if I had enough vehicles to have my own CNG supply there in my business, like some people have gas tanks in their business?
I think
can
it
you
is.
Do
you
that?
Know, so obviously, it's up to you can do that.
Okay.
And you
all
know
right.
the prices range, but you can install one in your own locations.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of companies have opted to do that.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Jennifer, I got about 45 seconds. Last thoughts. What would you like to leave us with?
Well, I would like to leave your business customers out there with the thought is that when you have a small business need, if the next vehicle, please take a look at a Chevrolet, a Buick, a GMC, or a Cadillac. We have the widest choice out there in the marketplace, and we can fill any need, whether from a realtor to a caterer to a plumber. We have a vehicle that will fit your needs, and we're very proud of what we're building and selling in the marketplace right now. And we support small businesses in America. They're extremely important to the backbone of this country, and we're proud to serve them.
Give us the website quickly one more time.
All right, www.gmfleet.com.
All right. Hey, Jennifer, I have a request. Could you make the Volt a little sexier? I mean, it just doesn't turn me on when I look at it. Give it a little fin or maybe a little tail flipper, kind of thing. dual exhaust. That's what I want. Anyway, thank you, Jennifer, for being here. I'll see you next time. Jennifer Constable, she'll be back. I will be too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.